Every election triggers distress for some people. Feelings of grief and depression are common post-election emotional responses. With the conclusion of the recent national election in the Philippines, a lot of supporters of the Lenny Kiko were not able to see the kulay rosas ng buhay, but all covered with grief, anger, and frustrations. But an electoral loss that fuels passions of being a Filipino. But also all in one in asking, bakit ang hirap mong mahalin Pilipinas? Hi everybody and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Pulines and I'm your host. Today is the last episode about the national election in the Philippines. I am joined by one of my good friend and two of my podcaster friends as we share our experience as we saw the unfolding of our electoral loss. I hope you will enjoy this episode. Hi everybody and welcome to the podcast. Today we're going to talk about, this is a bit of a heavy topic to discuss, but at least it's been a couple of days. So we're talking about post-electoral grief. Our feelings, our emotions, and ano yung mga nararamdaman namin and ano yung mga concerns namin. And with me are two of my podcaster friends and one of my good friend. Please welcome Mark, one of my good friend, and my daughter's podcasters, Abby and Charlotte. Hello, guys!
Hi!
Hello! Anyway, so, the election happened. Kumusta yung mga emotions niyo? So share lang kayo kung ano, how was your voting experience? Meron ba kayong, was it straightforward? Was there any issue or anything? Sino muna ang first time voter? Wala?
Hindi naman, siyempre.
Hindi naman. Okay, so what was your experience, Mark?
It was really smooth. I was actually lucky kasi yung precinct ko was in one of those posh barangays ng Makati. So, 30 minutes. I didn't queue up. Ang bilis ng process. Everything was smooth. Tapos meron pa silang pa-sandwich at saka pa-zesto.
Ang social!
Nakakaloka!
Ang barangay yan?
San Lorenzo. Alam mo na naman dito sa Makati.
Ang social!
Wala namang problem dun sa walang untoward incident na nangyari naman.
Wala not at all. Very smooth. Very ironic kasi yung zip code ng barangay namin is 1229. 1230 yung susunod na barangay was the worst in the Philippines kasi I think may mga hindi pa nakaboto miski until 10 in the evening lumabas na yung results, nagbibilangan na, nandoon pa sila sa presinto, hindi pa sila nakaboto. It was actually the last to submit the transmittal yata, yung barangay Pio del Pilar.
Oh, wow.
The one of like yung BCM machine were like super yung ba yun? Yung madami sila.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yun yun. So parang very ironic na parang sa amin, one barangay away, parang kami 30 minutes lang, ang bilis-bilis, no issue.
Pa-sandwich at zesto pa.
Oh, correct.
Very small.
What about you, Charlotte? Anong voting experience mo? Straightforward naman.
Yeah, I think less than 10 minutes. Kasi walang pila talaga. Kasi I voted around 4:30, ganun na. As in, nagpahuli na ako. Kasi nga, mainit din yung elections dito because of the competition locally. Pero for me, pagpasok ko, mga siguro less than 10 minutes, I'm done. Ganun. Wow. Kasi meron akong time. I prepared a list so that I wouldn't be consuming that much ng time if ever na madaming tao.
Good on you. What about you, Abby?
Ang saya naman experience nyo. Ang saya. Ah, okay. Ako yung kakaiba kasi I went there early, like 6:30, actually 6:45 a.m. in the a.m. And then, ang tagal namin, like 4 hours.
Wow.
Wala namang problema sa machine, walang kahit anong problema. But the thing is, lahat ng tao, parang they went early din. Like in my precinct at least. Kasi there were precincts, yung clustered precincts, there are other rooms na they're so fast. Like pasok agad sila. But now napunta talaga ako sa precinct na talagang haba and ang daming tao. Plus, ang daming senior citizens. Kasi they prioritize senior citizens here eh. So talagang you have to wait for them to vote to finish voting before you go in. So parang yeah, it was 4 hours, but for me it was worth it. And wala naman ako yung issues na I saw on Twitter or I saw in the news. Wala namang mga ganong issues. It's just that people are really committed to vote early. So nagkataon lang. Ayun. Ang saya naman ng 10 minutes tapos yung mga pa-sandwich. Ang saya naman noon. But hindi ganun experience.
Oh. Ang lucky. And I think, nakita ko naman sa mga feed nyo, nakita ko naman, alam ko naman kung ano yung leanings ng kung sinong binoto nyo and all, and we're on the same boat. And so, ano yung mga initial reactions nyo? Ako, initial reactions ko, kasi live ko nakita yung, I was going to YouTube, meron akong titingnan. It's so happy nakita ko yung TV Patrol live. Sabi ko pa naman, mamaya ako napapanoorin yung TV Patrol. Kasi alam ko naman na during voting naman, di ba mabagal naman yung transmission and all. So sabi ko, matagal pa naman to. First day pa lang naman ng counting. But of course, I wanted to see na. Pero nung parang 2 minutes na lang ato, 3 minutes na lang yung TV Patrol, nakita ko yung feed, parang 39.something% na yung data na ina-upload, na ang laki na ng lamang. Tapos, nag-numb na ako, tapos alam mo, umiyak na ako, hindi ko na napigilan yung luha ko. Sabi ko, what the fuck? As in, nakaumupo na lang talaga ako, tapos hanggang sa natapos yung YouTube, yung kung ano na yung pinalalabas, hindi pa rin ako gumagala. Kung hindi lang may tumawag sa akin, tsaka lang ako dinarattle na, okay nga pala, kakain pala ako. And kayo, anong unang reaction nyo? Ikaw, Abby?
Actually, I was anxious, really. Ito yung first election. This is my third time voting. This is the first election na talagang parang it's too personal for me na. Na parang you're really affected by what's happening. So, hindi ko, I was supposed to do other stuff. It's a holiday still, diba, in the Philippines. So, parang, ang dami ko pang planong gawin, pero I can't seem to do it. As in, hindi ko alam bakit. So, I called my best friend. Lahat tara, kain tayo. So, lumabas kami just to, get, mawala yung isip namin sa elections. And then, when I got home naman, it's already na, parang 40 plus na. It's almost 50%. Then, I remember yung lolo ko, sabi niya sa akin, tama na, talo na. Parang tulog ka na. Parang gano'n. Parang ako, honestly, stage one, denial agad talaga. Sabi ko talaga, hindi pa. Kaloka ka. Ano pa lang yan? Ilong percent pa lang. As in, gano'n talaga. I was so positive na parang, hindi pa yan. Ang konti pa lang yan. It was almost 50, almost half na eh. Pero sobrang positive pa rin ako na, no, it's not, it's still not the end. So, ayun. Pero, hindi ako nakatulog because ang bilis. Nagulat ako na ang bilis. Like, it was so fast. Parang, it was weird because I've been reading a lot on Twitter nga na parang daming failed machines, ang daming nangyari. So, parang, how come ganun? So, parang, I understand a lot of the frustration ng mga tao na ang bagal-bagal nung naging proseso nung iba sa presence nila. Tapos bakit ang bilis-bilis na transmit? So I do understand that kasi that's also why I was so frustrated by it also na parang oh nga naman bakit alam ko kasi some of my friends are still voting. They're really giving live updates on Instagram eh. Na nagvo-vote pa sila during that nung transmission time. So parang ako bakit? So ang lakas pa nung parang feeling ko na hindi pa yan talaga. As in, denial talaga, stage one talaga. Ayun.
Ikaw, Charlotte.
Same with Abby. But for me, I wasn't looking at Twitter. I was comparing it to last year and to the live updates of the people around my Instagram feed. Because sa Batangas kasi, here in Batangas, there are a lot of, VCM na ang daming problema. As in talaga like 9 a.m. pa lang, mandami nang hindi nakakaboto. Ang dami nang lolo kong machines. Lalo na sa city because I am in Bawan. And for me, when I saw, I was watching kasi, I was working. Pero, sorry po. Pero like, nag-watch ako ng sa local. But while we are anticipating yung sa local, I'm monitoring the online the percentage ng national. So, sa amin kasi, sa amin magpa-friends, konti lang kami na Lenny. So, oh, they're like this. Yes! They're really like celebrating it. And as for me, I'm just, ano, ang sa akin, ano, malakas pa yung fighting spirit ko. But at the back of my mind, I'm really worried na. Because, kagaya sa sabi ni Abby, it's too personal. At saka, I was so involved sa election and sa volunteerism na nangyari because I was really hoping na parang, oh my God, this is it. Maybe we can have it. Kasi nga, lalo na Batangas yung nagdala kay VP last election. So yeah, I was really hoping. Yeah.
Ikaw, Mark?
Well, same as Abby, I went out and dinner with friends that night. I was really happy in this position ko. I was really happy. I was really optimistic na siya yung mananalo. You know? So lumabas ako with friends nung gabi na yon. And then, nandun pa ako sa dinner around 8:30 yata, 8 o'clock, 8:30. May nag-post na bigay na sa akin ng partial report, na results. I said, ano to? Joke ba to? Fake ba to? Anyway, at 9 p.m. I went home and then parang 56% na yata nung around 9 p.m. So nanood na ako ng Halalan 2022 nung time na yon. Hindi na ako, well, nag-skip na ako dun kasi there are five stages of grief, diba? We have the denial, the anger, the bargaining, the depression, and the acceptance. Diretso na ako agad sa depression. I mean, I had a lot of uncertainties in myself. Like, ano nangyayari sa atin? I mean, I didn't even question na bakit bigla nag 56% anymore. Kasi, I mean, IT, and I know for a fact na transmittal naman, simple-simple lang, mabilis lang talaga siya. So it really is possible na mag 56% after 2 hours. So that's okay with me. Pero dun ako sa parang, oh my God, what's gonna happen to the Philippines? I mean, I was full of anxiety and uncertainties. I was actually, I mean, sabi ko nga kay Tony, I rarely cry. But this is one of those rare moments that I really cried. I cried for the Philippines. I cried for, you know, I mean, our nation. I didn't cry because Lenny lost. I cried because nanalo si BBM na wala naman siyang nakaset na plans eh.
Yeah.
So no, nothing at all. I mean, unity. But how? Wala kasi nasabing how. So natakot ako talaga. I cried because I was afraid of what's going to happen to the Philippines.
Iba din kasi, like yung kami nga ng friend ko na personal friend ni Lenny Robredo kasi taga Bicol sila pareho and all. Sabi niya, ang worry niya lagi, sana yung mga nakikita niyang rally, sana mag-translate sa vote. Alam mo yon, pati yung effect ng tao na nakikita yung dami ng tao na umaattend sa ano, na alam mo yon, na hindi naman lahat ng supporter ni Lenny will be able to attend ano rallies. Pero iba eh, iba yung ano, bakit sa palagay mo ba na naging ganito yung reactions natin? Why we became so passionate? What happened ba? Ito ba eh, namulat lang to during the campaign? Marami ba kayong naintindihan doon sa campaign? Me personally, kasi naniniwala na ako talaga sa service ni OBP. In fact, hindi ko talaga dapat ito nire-reveal, pero okay na lang din. Ni-stop ko na naman siya. Meron kasi ako, nag-donate kasi ako sa Office of the Vice President ng help. May isang calamity and all. So hindi ko na siya standing order ko siya. Tapos dire-diretso na pala siya. So ang ginawa ko, dire-diretso ko na lang yung donation kasi nakita ko naman yung how effective the service ng OVP and all. Tapos nabibigyan naman kami ng details. Kung saan napupunta yung pera and all. So parang kampante naman ako na, dire-diretso na to. And then, yung the whole election itself was, oh my God, hindi ko nga inaasahan na tatakbo siya eh. Pero nung tumakbo siya, parang, oh okay, wow, so game is on. Pero hindi ko talaga alam na maraming taong magsusupport kay Lenny. yung nabuhay na volunteerism ng tao, yung naging people's campaign, you became so passionate and you became so drawn. Kaya parang siguro lahat tayo ganun tayo naapektuhan. I don't know about you, ako ganun ako naapektuhan. Kaya parang, kasi andun na yung hope eh, na parang eto na oh, kapit na tayo, things are going to change for the better. Ikaw, Charlotte. Ay, ikaw, Mark. Bakit? Ba't ganun?
Hindi, sa akin it started 6 years ago. Sabi ko nung nanalo si yung previous administration si Duterte, nung nanalo siya, sabi ko this is gonna be an agony for 6 years. Sabi ko, Mark, sige, tiisin natin yan. Titiisin ko yan, ganyan. So this is really, alam mo yun, hoping for a better successor eh. But then, I mean, parang everything fell apart when, alam mo yun, parang nanghina ako, nalumo ako. Kasi parang, what is this? Another, I mean, before the elections, I was really worried. Kasi it's not, we're not just talking about 6 years. We're talking about 12 years.
Yeah.
Because after BBM, definitely, Sara's gonna win. So that's 12 years. And naka 6 years na tayo, so 18 years. What did the Philippines do wrong? What did we do wrong to deserve this?
True.
Kaya that's how important naman na hindi manalo si Uniteam. Kasi it's gonna be 12 years. Seriously, 12 diba? Years, not 6 years.
True. Ikaw, Charlotte, how did you become passionate with all these things?
As for me, I'm very active when it comes to the NGO. I am part of different, I mean, I think 3 NGOs here in Batangas. So I am surrounded by people who's really in politics and who's serving also. But for me, when I attended the rally, I came from Cebu that time. Me and Abby were magkasama kami. When I was there, yung hope na nararamdaman mo during the rally, it was really different. I swear, I've seen a lot of people, I've seen a lot of faces, I've seen different bayanihan, but yun ang doon sa rally was different. It was really different that I was just really crying the whole time. Then, natatawa ako sa sinabi ni Mar because I realized something. My worry was, baka hindi to maging 6 years because there's the possibility na baka maging another...
Gloria Macapagal.
Yeah. And another, like, you know, may ma-add up, dictatorship. Because it's really possible. Yeah. Diba? You don't know kasi wala siyang ipresent sa'yo na plataforma, plano ganyan. So, gulatan na lang. Yun ang mangyayari, diba? Yeah. But when Mark mentioned that Sara Duterte may run and win, so, yeah. I was like, oh my God, another one. I'm not bashing. But as of now, that's my initial reaction. I'm not closing any doors when it comes to but I really cry for the Filipino people, especially I have a soft heart with the magsasaka, the mangisda, and kasi parang I've seen actual people na they say that yung binibigay na hope sa kanila with this volunteerism and the election right now was really really different. And ako, for me, my reaction talaga is after this election, I'm gonna live my life normally. I'm still gonna serve. I'm still gonna volunteer. I still have work. Probably I'll make my coffee tomorrow the same way. But I am crying for the people na nasa laylayan because super rare ang mga leader na bumababa sa laylayan from above. So that's really my worry. Yeah, iba talaga yung depression na idulot niya. Pag-abis, wala magpapatugtog ng rosas. Iyak ako, oh my God. Yeah, that's my, you know, first na nangyari sa akin after the election, seeing the results.
Ikaw, Abby, saan nag-uugat yung passion na yan?
What? Kasi my family talaga, when VP Lenny started to decided to run, I didn't know that one of my tita talaga, she was actually praying for it na tumakbo si VP Lenny. So immediately our family, we made nagpadalan agad yung tita ko ng posters, as in we were, I think, the first family na talaga naglagay ng Lenny posters dito sa So yung first is from my family talaga. So talaga meron ka agad, it's not napilit ka eh. Kasi I've always believed in her ever since yung pandemic response pa lang. When I was asked, marami ang at that time we called them DDS pa, yung parang talagang DDS pa yung tawag natin sa mga supporters na ni Duterte, right? So parang sila yung talagang super loyalist ganyan. So parang I was actually asked bakit si Lenny yung iboboto mo. It was ano pa yun, hindi pa official campaign season noon. And then I really sabi ko nga at that time parang people were preparing CVs, basta ang dami nilang pinaprepare na parang hirap basahin. So sinagot ko lang talaga siya ng one thing, pandemic response. Yun lang, nasa gitna pa tayo, especially at that time nasa gitna talaga tayo ng pandemic pa noon. So parang sabi ko nasa gitna tayo ng pandemya, parang sino ba yung may plano, sino yung itong babaeng to, wala nga siyang power eh. I mean, 'di ba? Tinanggalan siya ng kahit ano, tinanggal siya ng resources. Pero ang dami niyang nagawa. So what more kung bibigyan mo siya ng power as the president? So yun dun ako nag-ano. But more than that, after more than ano pa eh. Akala ko matatapos yung parang doon kasi I believe in what she does. I've seen it. Plus tambay ako ng Twitter. Makikita mo na very active siya whenever there's may bagyo. Lagi ko chine-check. Ito talaga, lagi ko chine-check. And the one thing, campaign season na ito. I think it was Odette. Campaign season na atay Odette. Tapos, 4 a.m. ata. Basta nagising ako kasi nga bumabagyo and stuff. Ang una kong chine-check yung account niya. Sabi ko, pag itong si VP Lenny, hindi na nagtitweet tungkol sa bagyo, ay, ano to, tumatakbo lang talaga to for the position, hindi for public service. Ay, nako, nakita ko talaga nagtitweet siya, nagre-reply na siya sa mga tweet. Alam mo, talagang may action na agad siya tsaka yung team niya. So parang ako, this is the kind of president that I would really want and I would really love for the Philippines, diba? And then, yung rallies talaga, iba talaga, when you're there, iba talaga, pag nandun ka talaga, sobrang kahit pagod ka, nakakapagod. I swear, nakakapagod. Kasi nakatayo ka, wala na mga upuan doon eh. Pero iba talaga yung pag lumalis ka ng rally niya, after noon talagang gaganahan ka mag house to house. Lahat ng activities na sinabi niya mag house to house kayo, gaganahan ka talagang gawin yun. Kasi iba talaga, parang the people are all smiles. Alam, basta sobrang sayo niya. Tsaka, feeling mo magkakapamilya kayo. Like, kahit di mo naman kilala tong mga taong to, sobrang saya ng rally. Na feel mo yung puso ng campaign. Kasi okay na yung credentials, okay na yung lahat. Given naman eh. Pero yung iba yung may puso, iba yung nararamdaman mo talaga na, shocks, dito yung gusto ko maging presidente kasi nararamdaman ko talaga na yung sincerity niya. So, doon talaga ako nagagaling na parang, like credentials plus sincerity, like ano pang bakit di natin nakita, pero anyway ayun lang.
nakita natin hindi pala lahat.
True lahat kayo nag-attend kayo ng mga rally. Si Mark nung una sabi ko sa kanya, hindi ka nag-attend ng Pasig rally, ang init no, ayoko nga.
Tapos nag-attend ako. I was there at 5 p.m. I left my friends at 6 p.m. So, hindi ko kakayanin ito. I cannot.
Ang daming tao.
Pero yung nakakayali na kapag attend na siya sa Shinenye experience. So, iba talaga yung rally, you know? Yung experiences niyo. Iba talaga.
Yeah.
Nakaka-addict siya. Last meeting in the van sila ako nagpunta. Kasi sabi ko, had I known na ganito pala ang feeling nito, di sana pumunta na ako noong early on. Nakaka-addict siya. Kasi yung feeling na parang everybody good vibes, alam mo yung saya-saya ng mga kasama mo, ganyan. Tapos alam mo yung parang everybody's parang entertaining everybody else. Parang may pinapasa mga tinapay kung saan-saan, di ba may candy, may chips sa nakabukas na ganyan.
Ako natatawa ko doon sa pag may kailangan ng medic. Ay, hindi ako natatawa, inaano ha. Pero like, alam mo yung, oh, medic daw. Alam mo yung kahit yung mga artista, so medic daw doon. Yung parang, oh my God, they're really like, di mo naman kakilala yun ha. Pero like,
doon sa area namin, sabi, oh, medic daw, may dadaang medic. Wee, wee. Gaga, wee. Mga ganun.
Grabe. O nga, yung dami ko nga nakita. Meron akong isang Twitter friend na he guested me on my podcast 2 episodes ago. Siya nag-attend siya ng 5 rallies na ang na-attendan niya. Five brownies na
ako.
Five. Kasi
sabi, addict yun.
Hindi, sabi niya talaga, sabi niya, Sir Tony, iba talaga yung feeling. It's so inspiring, gaganaan ko gumawa. Tapos sabi niya ganun, pumunta ako doon, meron lang akong ganitong baon, tubig and all. Umuwi ako na busog ako. Kasi sabi niya, alam mo yung, meron daw nag-abot ng bukas na tupperware na ang laman eh, lumpia, fried chicken.
Lahat. Mama Tony, there are boots here. In Batangas, at least, there are boots. It's like, you know, the when you were like in college, like, yung ano, yung mga
boots kapag,
yeah, fair, like that. May mga ganon. Tapos alam mo sabi, may mga nasayo ng mga K-pop fan. They're like playing. Oh my God, it was so fun. Like, I don't mind not being in front. Kasi saya sa likod. May sariling program yung mga tao.
Saka ano kayo nung mga ando, yung mga cheerleaders na nagahagisan. Kayo. Grabe sila. As in, wala. Ang iba yung energy ng mga cheerleaders.
Grabe.
Pag ano.
Mararamdaman mo sa mga rallies yung sense of volunteerism ng mga tao.
Mm.
Na based from my observation doon sa mga ibang rallies, they're expecting something from the
ayun, well, yun nga, sabi nga, di ba, marami tayong mga kasama sa kakamping na mga nakaano, pero marami din tayong mga relasyon na parang at stake. Maraming relationship na at stake sa even family are at stake yung relationship because of different political ano belief ng mga tao. Wala naman akong ganyan kasi parang ang sa akin kasi basta may iba akong take which I'm going to tell you later, pero ang na-experience ko lang sa Twitter, ang sabi niya ganito, ang tatay niya kasi binoto si Robin Padilla. Yung the whole slate ng BBM and all. So kasama si Robin Padilla na iboboto. So he was telling his dad na, bakit mo iboboto si Robin Padilla? Pinapag-aral mo nga ako ng law. Bakit mo iboboto si BBM? So ang sabi niya, sana pala nag-artista na lang ako. Alam mo ang sagot ng tatay niya, di sana nga nag-artista ka na lang. Yung ganon, yung how on earth na kaya siya iyak ng iyak, na tipong ganon yung experience niya. And marami pa yan. And yung meron akong friend na sa Twitter na inano ko, minessage ako a few days ago, sabi niya, Nakafollow ka pala sa BBM na profile sa Twitter. Sabi niya, pero baka Lenny ka naman ano. Sabi ko, yo naman. Sabi ko, 2011 pa yan. It's something to do with BBM followed me for basta ganyan. So anyway, siya naman kasi daw tinatanggal niya na sa buhay niya na lahat ng mga kaibigan niya who voted or followed BBM. Kayo ba may mga ganyan ba kayong story or may mga friendship ba kayo at stake or kayo ba are going to unfollow your friends? Paano ba to? Sige, who wants to go first? Ikaw, Mark, may gusto ka naman. Si Abby will go.
Sige, ako na. Actually, ako wala naman akong balak i-unfriend yung mga BBM supporters. Although kasi, this is so weird. Because hindi ko sila nakikita during the campaign season. Nakita ko sila nung nananalo na. So hindi ko nakita sa feed ko kung sino. So ang ginawa ko actually is, meron kasing option sa Facebook, yung take a break. Hindi siya block, hindi siya ano, pero parang take a break. Parang hindi mo siya muna makita masyado sa feed mo. Yun yung ginawa kong option, at least on Facebook. Kasi sa Twitter, wala naman akong fina-follow na friend na ano na BBM supporter. So yun, pero ang medyo nung una ako guilty din ako kasi wala pang call si VP Lenny na walang pipiliing wag mamili ng tutulungan ganun. So parang ako talaga sabi ko, ay wag makautang-utang sa akin yung mga taong ano, yung mga nagsuporta dun sa kabila. Humingi kayo sa gobyerno niyo. As in ganun. As in yun talaga. As in mantra ko siya ano pa lang. Hindi pa, ano, papunta pa lang ako ng MDA noon. Kasi late ako pumunta ng MDA, in gabi na talaga. So, napapunta pa lang ako, sinasabi ko sa kapatid ko, naku, magpautangin yung mga kamag-anak na ano ha, ganun. So talagang ano, yun yung stand ko, sa ngayon, yun yung stand ko. Wala namang unfriend pa na magaganap, pero medyo ano muna tayo, iwas lang tayo, kasi parang in-enable kasi nila, parang medyo nandun ako sa part na yun, na-enable kasi yung...
Abi, paano diba? Pag may minaligo sa'yo na BBM supporter? Or
hindi, actually, ito nga, parang sabi ko nga, siguro yun yung first na ano, na question. So, sinong binoto mo noong 2022 presidential elections? Sige, at may ganun ka muna ang ano, pa-intro yeah. na tayo. Who do you voted for?
Eh, parang pa sila BBM, pero ang gwapo, girl, tsaka ang ganda ng trabaho.
Charot! Okay. Pwedeng ano, bakit? Charot, tanong muna natin bakit. Medyo marabok pala. Hindi. Ano, medyo hindi, ano, iba ka. Kasi,
okay lang yan, basta may ano, basta mag-develop yun lang yung ano, personality o yung...
Character development.
Ikaw, sure. Sana. Meron. Sana ano, may mga ganun.
What about
sana wala. Marami nang gwapo sa rally. Mamatuli. Ano ka ba?
Wala ka nakilala?
Wala nga eh.
Lord.
Hindi ko atam. Parang di ko market.
Ang
market mo market. Ata. Yung mga mga na-meet ko sa rally. Parang mga market mo ata. Anyway.
Ang sabi ko pa wala, Abby. Sorry, pero lahat ng gwapo sa Lenny okay. Rally. Parang
market namin. Hindi
ko market. Totoo actually.
Anyway, what about you, Mark? May experience ka ba ganyan?
Apart from
my well, twin brother.
Well, yes. Definitely nag-unfriend ako. I'm one of those na nag-unfriend. And primarily because we don't have the same, we don't think the same wavelength. And iba yung morals. It's really just the morals, you know. I don't want to be friends with somebody na ganun ng thinking. Diba? Ang lakas maka-bad vibes nung ganun. There's something wrong in the way they think. I'm sorry to say that, but there's really something wrong the way they think. Diba? They don't want good governance. They're voting for somebody who came from a family na may questionable. Yung background, no. Definitely not. I'm really unfriending these people.
Mm-mm. What about you, Charlotte? May experience ka bang ganyan firsthand?
I have. Alam mo. I have a lot. This is probably, they're not gonna hear this podcast, but I hope they do because it's very, they're very, I'm going to send them the link. Anyway, I'm in a relative, I have relatives actually a lot that they're BBM. And it's okay. I don't mind. I mean, in a manner that I'm very, ano kasi, I will try to not educate you. I am going to like, I've been convincing them, giving them facts, sharing them links, like sources, legit sources and issues. Because I feel like, how at least on the people that I was surrounded with, you gotta approach the supporters of other candidates in a very manner that you're reflecting the radical na pagmamahal. So I did that. However, there were times, of course, that we are having heated discussion. And tao lang ako. I have my limitations and tolerance. Anyway, so I tried to listen to their reasoning, pero kasi hindi talaga siya nagtutugma with my principles and my virtues and what I believe in. And I feel like I have to agree that there is something wrong with how they think. I feel like they're shying away. On the good governance, ganyan. Kasi they're like, sometimes they even say na, pagbigyan kasi natin. I was like, you know, chances are given to the people who's very deserving, who take accountability on the things that should be like, you know, take accountable with. And senatorials, I shared something. We do bardagulan. It's not new in our generation, di ba? So I shared something like, oh, sana yung mga baboto kay Robin Padilla, 6 years na hindi masarap yung almusal niya. Because we do that. I didn't name anyone. Now, one of my relatives messaged me and who's been asking me from the very start to shut up social media. And me, I'm not gonna unfriend you. You see my post. You're welcome. For me, that's how I'm with it. hindi ko sila sinasilent kasi gusto ko makita kung nasa na sila with their standing on beliefs. So, they've been asking me, then she messaged me na parang her mom daw voted for Robin Padilla, and she believed daw on the parang tare ko dun, she believed daw with the research of her mom. So parang sabi ko, yeah, your mom believed on her research, but my question is, she did her research, bakit niya parin ibinoto? Parang I asked her that. Then we didn't end up in good terms, and I said sorry for the insensitive caption, I didn't wish your mom bad. However, I'm not taking down any posts related to the politics when it comes to the Philippines because it's my Facebook. If you don't want to see, unfriend me. That's simple as that. You know, for me, kasi, if you cannot take the hit, get out of the kitchen. Parang ganun ako. Parang for me, I'm not unfriending you, my belief at least. I'm not unfriending you. See what I am posting and maybe you can be convinced. However, we're going to have problems if tinry mo pakilaman yung Facebook ko or you attack me personally. Parang ganun ako.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ano naman. Pero yeah, minsan kasi sa pakipagbardagulan eh. Minsan nalulog ka sa
Facebook.
I stay away for a while sa Facebook kasi pumapatol na ako minsan eh. Anyway, how about you, Mama Tony?
Hindi ako ano, well, medyo pinagsisihan ko yung sinasabi ng echo chamber kasi 'di ba nga pag yung echo chamber pagka yun na nakikita mo lang yung mga gusto mong nakikita, hindi mo nakikita yung galaw ng iba. So pero because of my mental health, talagang in-unfollow ko yung iba, mute ko sila, so hindi ko sila nakikita. Pero lahat ng post ko nakikita nila. Kasi nagdi-DM yung iba sa akin. Yung ito nga yung mahabang post ko, may nag-quote sa akin, may nag-message siya doon na nakapag-discussion naman siya. BBM supporter siya. So sinabi niya, tapos sinabi niya parang ano rin yung hard truth na dapat yung sinabi ko na information or cognitive bias. Sabi ko like yung ano, given the example of BBM's academic truth, credentials, and all. So, sabi niya, wala naman daw siyang nakita. So, binigyan ko siya ngayon ng Verifiles na link at saka Rappler. Na sabi niya gano'n, hindi daw sila naniniwala. Sabi ko, how funny ano, na hindi ka naniniwala kasi lahat ng mga totoo, na lahat ng mga binigay ng mga Duterte, since Duterte, ng mga disinformation na binigyan katotohan na pinabulaanan ng Verifiles at ng Rappler. Kaya galit na galit kay sa Rappler. So, anyway, sabi kong gano'n, nakakatawa lang na ayaw mo sa kanila kasi nga doon yung nakukuha yung totoo. Diba? Like, another good example was one of the BBM supporters sinabi sa thread ni Father Ferdinand Santos na sila ni Robredo wala namang nagawa yan sa bansa during her entire term. Parang, 'di ba? Rhetoric ng isang BBM na andyan na yung information but you decided to disregard that information. That's cognitive or information bias. So hindi na rin siya sumagot doon. Nag-heart na lang siya. pero wala akong directly inaway kasi ayoko sa Twitter, marami akong in-unfollow. Ang mga blinak talaga, as in blinak. Kasi because of the mental health kasi talagang they're gloating at this point in time. Talagang lahat na lang ng masasamang sinabi sa supporter ni Lenny Robredo. Mga ganyan. Pero, nag-compose na ako ng message regarding ni Robin Padilla. Nasasabihin ko na tamaan na talaga magalit pero sa mga bumoto kay Robin Padilla, tanginan yung lahat. Gagod. Yun.
Grabe ka.
Well, first of all, pero di ba first of all, ang take ko kasi dyan, you wanted to have a college degree because you wanted to have a decent job. There are some people who do further studies, master, doctorate, kasi gusto nilang magkaroon ng further career, ma-advance pa yung career and all. Yung iba gumagawa ng maraming training, ganyan. And here you are, pipili ka ng isang tao na gagawa ng batas. Na ganun-ganun lang, na hindi ko nga alam kung graduate ba siya?
He hired, I don't know if you're going to call it consultant or like advisor. for
yun nga eh, kumbaga parang, so kumuha ka ng advisor, pero hindi lang galing sa'yo yung i-create mo na batas.
I'm with
you. Agree mo lang siya.
Sana yun yung pinatakbo.
Yeah, yung yeah.
Yung consultant.
Exactly.
Hired?
Mabuti sana kung si Robin gagawa siya ng mga batas. Pero kasi the whole time sa campaign period, isa lang naman ang kanya pinaglalaban. There's only one. At pero yun lang daw ang gagawin niya sa Senate. Actually, may mga staff ako. I think out of 25, mga 15 sa kanila bumoto ng kay Robin. Sabi ko, binoto niyo si Robin? Ba't niyo binoto si Robin?
Kung mo paalisin mo, paalisin mo yun sa ano mo.
Maraming vote. Maraming BBMs sa kanila. Kasi feeling daw nila, maraming magagawa daw sa Senate. Sabi ko, sige, ganito na lang. Tanong ko kayo. Ano yung nag-iisang bagay na pinaglalaban ni Robin? Isa lang yon na ipinaglalaban niya na gagawin sa Senado. Ano yon? Hindi nila masagot. Oh, sige, sinabi ko, the federalism. Like, alam niyo ba yung federalism? Hindi rin nila masagot. Ano ba to? Ba't niyo binoto?
I have answer for that, Mark. Mark, I have answer for that. I asked question to those people who voted for Robin.
Oh, ano sagot?
They answered, well, number one, Muslim. Wait. You have to wait for it. Number one, Muslim daw. Number one. Representation. Okay, representation. Oh, wait. There's more. Another one is that federalism. Then, they present me yung mga natulungan daw na community na Muslim sa Mindanao and all that stuff. Okay. And another one is, mas gusto daw nila yung well-mannered kasi well-educated.
Ah! What? Robin Padilla, well-mannered?
Wait, ano ba? I was like, wait, assuming that Mr. Robin Padilla is well-mannered, is this ethic class? Because as far as I know, here. Anyway, assuming, but I've known kasi there are cases that, you know, illegal gun possession and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm not sure with the well-mannered stuff.
Grabe, madaming blunder tong ano na to, tong election na to. Like, ang daming blunder. But hey, we're on this situation already. Yung concern, meron ba kayong concern? Ako, ang concern ko, natatakot ako sa hindi ko alam kung ano yung katatakutan ko. Kasi una, wala akong alam kung anong plataforma niya. And knowing that BBM, kaya siya tumakbo dahil gusto niya lang, gusto lang nilang i-revise yung the entire,
yeah.
Parang, not even the history eh. Parang it's ano, para personal vendetta nila to eh. Na tipong pinatalsik nyo kami, darating yung panahon na andito na uli kami. It's not even the fact na gusto nilang tumulong and all. If you are going to watch the interview of Boy Abunda, na in-interview ni Boy Abunda yung wives and children of yung ano, yung mga botan, yung mga presidential balls. How can Miss New York will mention na because he's sexy, he's guapo, and he's really mabait. Diba? And he's really there to help.
I'm very New York. Ito ba si I'm very New York?
I'm very New York. Yung yeah. Tipong, tapos sabi nung anak, like, look what he's done with Ilocos. Like, yeah, Ilocos is still...
By the way, speaking of Ilocos, ha, kasi my family owns properties in Ilocos and in Masbate. We're trying to sell the properties already kasi wala na naman useless. So the property that my family owns in Ilocos is in the town proper. Okay, town proper to. Now yung property naman doon sa Masbate, nasa bundok. Malayo sa town proper. When we had it assessed kung magkano yung properties, believe it or not, mas malaki pa yung halaga nung nasa Masbate kaysa doon sa Ilocos na nasa town proper. Sabi ko, why? How did that happen? This is Ilocos. Akala ko babalwat ito ni mga Marcoses. Town proper, mas mababa pa yung presyo kaysa sa bundok.
First of all, what's in Ilocos, by the way?
Nothing.
With you know, with the Marcoses and all, with their
windmill.
Diba, with
you know, windmill. Ano, pagod ba yun?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the beach has in Ilocos. Yeah.
Pero diba, Ilocos could have been...
Vegan? Is Ilocos Sur, Vigan.
Vigan is ano sa Ilocos Sur si ano yun, si David. David yun.
Okay, okay.
Pero the Ilocos Norte, like Luwag and all, could have been what? Could have been Cebu? Could have been Davao? Na cosmopolitan?
Ah, yeah.
Diba? Pero hindi ginawa. So really, what's there? So,
wala lang yayari. The cost of the real estates are not, you know, haven't risen in the last 20 years or so. Still the same.
Tsaka, yung rice na sinasabi nila na meron silang ginawang program sa rice nila, ganito. Why is it that Aimee Marcos, nung nag-senate siya, hindi nang ginawa niya? Lahat talaga to kasi stage and ano plan eh. Kasi, biro mo, siya yung talagang naging electoral, ano, chair, di ba, sa Senate? Siya yung hawa. Anyway, nakakatakot ka sa presidency ni Bongbong Marcos na hindi mo alam kung yung kakatakutan mo. It's like walking in a tunnel na madilim na hindi mo alam kung anong kakapain mo. Kung ano yung makakapa mo. That's my concern. And my
fear of the unknown.
Oo. Kayo, anong mga concern nyo dito sa darating na 6 years? Or the first 100, sa akin, 100 days?
Ang nung nakita ko na wala talaga na ang layo ng agwat. 56% already nag-ano. Tapos si Bongbong is already more than double nung kay Lenny nung previous ano. So, sobrang wala nang walang-wala na. The first thing that came to my mind, this is just an elaborate show. The election, the entire election is just an elaborate show. It's been planned out. It only confirms that they've been planning it. They planned it out for the past 6 years or more. Kasi talagang, saan ang galing 31 million? Nasaan yung 31 million? I cannot see the 31 million. Nobody's celebrating. Nobody, nasaan itong mga taong to? There's no 31 million. It's all just an elaborate show. Dinaya, sa akin, ayoko sana isipin, pero being in IT, I know for a fact that they can do anything. Especially nung nalaman ko na yung kanilang audit process, walang kwenta. Imagine mo yung PPCRV ang ginagawa nila. They're auditing the same receipts that came from the VCMs. Diba? So, malamang magtatali yan doon sa COMELEC kasi galing sa VCM din yung binibilang ninyo. Wala matinong audit process. The only thing na pwede nilang gawin to audit it really correctly is bibilangin mo manually yung mga ballots. Ang problema, they cannot do it.
They're doing it. They're actually doing it right now. Random manual audit. I'm a volunteer for free. It.
Pero, saan galing yung mga precincts? There are 750 precincts selected.
Sinelekto siya ng PSA. Not random. Oo.
Exactly. So, sabihin, alam na nila yung mga precincts na kukuhanan nila. So, di ba, ang dapat na ginawa dyan on the day of the election, random, mamili doon. Hindi mo pipiliin yan pre-selected before. Sabihin randomly selected from a pre-selection. Hindi ganun. Kasi syempre, hindi mo nagagalawin. 750, hindi mo nagagalawin yun. Malamang wala ka makikitang discrepancy doon, di ba? So, really, the entire process itself is tainted. Alam ko na doon pa lang, dinaya nila. I know for a fact na may iba silang agenda. And ang pinaka-worry ko and concern ko lang talaga is really, they will definitely revise the history. They've started revising.
They are,
Nakakaawa kasi they've used the power of social media and technology to revise the history. Maganda, ang ganda kasi ng ginawa ni Marcos, the senior. Ang ginawa niya, syempre, you have martial law. Martial law, lahat may news blackout. So you don't have proof really transpired. So they can really revise the history because there's no traces kung ano nangyari. Sabi-sabi lang ito, sabi na itong ganito, may nag-testimony na ganito, pero nasaan yung mga proof mo? Nasaan yung mga video? Wala. Books? Ano lang naman yun, opinion ng author yung mga nasa books eh. Yun ang sinasabi nila dun sa mga misinformation. And that will continue on. hindi pa nila tinatanggal yung kanilang mga troll farms because they still have a lot of things to do. They need to continue you know, revising the entire history. This information drive. Yan ang gagawin nila for the next 6 years, which really scares me a lot.
Ikaw, Abby, what's your fear or concern?
Fear? Yeah, I guess fear of the unknown talaga, sabi nga ni Cha. Hindi ko talaga alam anong mangyayari for the next ano. Ang sabi ko nga, ay, tataas yung bilihin. Lagi sinasabi sa mga friends ko ngayon, ay, kain na tayo naman dami kasi nataas na.
Bababa, 20 pesos yung bigas.
Esto sa bigas.
Pero yung ulam mo, ano pa, ang daming bigas lang baka kainin natin. Sobrang, hindi mo alam ano mangyayari. And mapapabababa talaga yung bigas sana, no, para sa iba. Pero
NFA, like, NFA rice. Kakain ka na NFA.
Ay, nako. Ayun. So, hindi ko alam. Like, hindi ko talaga alam. Ano. Plus, ito pa kasi, it's something that I've also been thinking. Yung terror law? Or do you remember yung terror law?
Diba? Yeah. Terror bill, yeah.
Sinubmit nila na nakasa siya last year, a year or two ago. So, parang ako, hala, may masabi lang ako, pwede na ako i-renta. Kasi, diba, there is a clause there that says, I've read it, na parang talagang, pag may nasabi ka na kahit ano lang eh, parang hinihinalaan, what's the right Tagalog term? Parang nagdududa pa lang sila sa'yo kung ano ka, kung anti-government ka. Pwede ka na nilang i-red tag. So parang sabi ko, oh my gosh. Kasi I don't know if it's a joke, pero I heard that a lot of my friends are, yung mga talagang very active na nagsasalita against the government, nag-slowly na raw sila nag-private muna ng mga ano ng mga accounts kasi nga parang there might be in fact Adarna yung publishing house they already red tagged them, right?
And that's a children's
so parang ako huh? yeah so parang kasi ano they have a post ata na parang they're gonna sell yung bundle yung mga books bundle. Yun. So parang ano parang may news din after you know, na parang ni-red tag na sila. So, alam mo yun, parang nakakatakot. Honestly, feeling ko, isa din sa takot ako yung baka mangyari, maranasan natin mismo yung what happened during the martial law. Yung hindi natin, minde ba, yung mga nakukwento sa atin. So, yun yung nakakatakot. Yun yung isa sa natatakot talaga ako. More on, baka mamaya, di ba, hindi ko na alam na buhay pa ba ako in the next 6 years or what if I stay in the Philippines. Ayun.
Ay, daming na. What about you, Charlotte?
I have a lot of worries. Oh my God, for a year. But I have a joke, me. Kasi sabi ng friend ko, I have lots of gay friends that very vocal, social media volunteers and all stuff. Sabi nila, they're joking, they're kidding. Subukan mo na ano, ituro ako at marentag ako. Sasabihin ko, ikaw recruiter ko. I mean, they're like kidding like that, but I feel like they're going to do it talaga. So I'm just, you know, it's they're taking it lightly in a joke manner, but it's really, I have a lot of ano, GC na part sa, ano, sa elections recently. And I think pagka-announce na parang, ano, yung sa Reda, especially those volunteers and very active in social media, that's from public, state universities rather, they're really living all the GCs regarding Lenny or the government that they're bashing. All of their accounts are really private, especially those journal in the line of journalism. I have friend na parang nag-OJT something siya sa isang newspaper. What he did is he's not using anymore his real name sa SOCMED. They're really like, parang na siyang naging alter. Parang gano'n na. yeah, they're doing it. Ako, for me, one of my worries is number one, the economy. I'm really worried about the economy of the Philippines. I used to love it. Kasi diba, the fear of the unknown have a good and bad side. Hindi lang naman kasi yung unknown, ay hindi lang naman kasi bad things yung pwede mangyari dun sa mga things na we don't know what, like mga unknown things or state. Good things can happen. But this time, I think, we're leaning more on sa fearing it because wala tayong narinig na proper process, proper, like, plata na plano. Parang ganon. Like everything, detail na, detalyadong plano, what's ahead of us. And at the same time, we have history. So, like, you know, the history revisionism is really like, I'm really hanga with the machinery that the campaign or, you know, the other campaigns have, especially the winner one. Oh my God, I was, kasi diba, on TikTok, you can change the algorithm of your, ano, your FYP page. And I tried, I didn't search, but I tried getting inside. So my FYP, my other account, then the maliit lang yung followers, was on the side of the, not Lenny side. Oh my God. Inka tweeted, some of the famous influencer tweeted that they're looking for that. Ano ba yung meron sa TikTok? At parang ginagawa talaga nilang basis keme ganyan. And I was really shocked. If I didn't do my research well, I'm gonna be so fucking convinced. I swear. Tapos parang, one of my things that I'm worried, aside from the economy of the Philippines, is the press freedom, the career of the journalist, and my freedom of speech, and the future that I have. For the reason that I wanted to get inside the, you know, be a lawyer. And if you're a lawyer, there's no way you can avoid being in the politics. I mean, you know, kahit konting deep, you're gonna be there. So parang yun, sobrang nag-worry ako about my future then. So that's why my mom, she's asking me, mas kailangan ba dapat pumasok ka? Or pwedeng mag-iba ka na lang ng career? So, mama, sorry. Pili ko talaga destiny maging ano. Mapunta ako dito. Parang yun. Ayun. Inaano ko lang, pero like, yeah. Madami. Madami talaga. Pwede na ba kayo sa 20 pesos na bigas?
Tataba na yung mga Pinoy.
Oo.
Well, carbs ng kakainin.
Iba to. Marami tayong concerns and all na hindi natin alam kung saan tayo hugot ng lakas sa mga susunod na araw. Pero sabi nga ni Catriona Gray, may silver lining. Ang mga bagay.
Ano silver lining? Nasaan? Wala akong makita.
Well, walang silver lining sa presidency ni BBM akong nakikita. But the only silver lining na nakikita ko was the Angat Buhay Foundation that Lenny nakakatawa kasi nasa Zoom event ako kanina. Tapos may nagsabi na kaya daw July 31 pa ba?
July 1.
40 days daw yon. 40 days. Oh! 40 days. Kaya sa July 1 pa uumpisahan kasi 40 days siya. So parang the Angat Buhay Foundation, nakikita ko ng silver lining. And feeling ko, yung because na-ignite yung puso natin, we are going to be more solid on this. Kasi naalala ko yung mga nung EDSA nga, yung mga ibang nasa states na ng mga friends, family friend namin na who were part of EDSA nung Cory Aquino and all, nung nalaman nila na si Marcos yung nanalo, sabi nila parang ang hirap daw ma-recover to. Ganyan-ganyan. Although, in a way, yung Aquino na EDSA and all, nagkataon lang na parang nawala na siya sa history kasi parang paunti, halos wala na yung pumupunta doon sa event niya na parang hindi na kinememorate ng mga tao. Sana ito lang yon. Silver lining lang siguro dito, yung mga tao, tayo, na na-ignite yung passion natin and all. Parang yun lang ang nakikita ko na we're gonna be on this together na hingan sila ng accountability. Na hindi ako nag-iisa na humingi ng accountability sa kanila at hindi ako nag-iisa na lumaban pa doon sa truth and, you know, campaign more for good governance. Kung kailan man natin to makukuha, it's fine. Eventually mo ako, at least hindi ako nag-iisa. Yun lang parang nakikita kong silver lining on this. What about you guys? Wala.
Mahirap, pero I mean, kanina sabi mo, Chad, diba, yung about the media, natatakot ka sa media. Pero I think now the media is not afraid anymore. And I saw that, actually, na-inspire ako kay Mel Chanco. Nakita niyo mo yung ano?
Oh my God!
Twice yung ginawa yun. No? First, yung isa is yung service yung totoo lang, walang kinikilingan, walang pro-protectan, wala. At walang kasinungalingan. Tinanggal niya yung walang kasinungalingan.
Yeah, so,
kasi meron.
Napalag yun ang lies. Ay ko, parang may kulang doon sa statement niya na yun. Nagmula talaga ako. And then the even worse pa doon, yung interview niya kay Vic Rodriguez ba yun? Yung abogado ni BBM?
Oo.
Yung interview niya, di ba? May call-in interview eh. Tapos sinabi niya, so talking about, sabi ni Machaco, so talking about being intelligent and of service, parang ganun yata. So naniniwala ka na parang capable or something si VP Lenny Robredo. Gumano siya kay ano, Vico Rodriguez.
Yung servisyo na ginawa niya, ang dami, ganito, ganyan. Oh, ha?
Yeah. Tapos sabi, hindi makasagot si Vico Rodriguez sa sabi, ano daw, let's just focus on the, parang on BBM, parang something like that. Kasi yun naman yung interview natin ngayon. Talagang hindi natatakot. So natuwa ako sa kanya. She stood up. And
Vicky Morales na ano na sabi ni Vicky Morales na so yung mga popularity mga ganyan so pwede na lang pala na ano hindi ka mag-attend ng
rally
o wala ka tapos tunalo ka na
palaban. Oo. Fed up na yung mga tao talaga. Fed up na kasi talagang I don't know. I think democracy is no longer working in the Philippines because democracy is being controlled by 80% of the population, yung laylayan. Which is really sad. That's not democracy anymore.
Oh, I agree with that.
Diba?
Ikaw, tsa, wala
in
ka
a way, gusto ko maniwala na maganda yung federalism. Gusto ko maniwala talaga kasi in US, it's working. Pero kasi hilaw ang, hindi, ano eh, yung the culture exactly. Of the Philippines.
It's not yet the time. Philippines is not yet prepared.
No. Kasi parang kinalat mo lang yung corruption. Nilagay mo yung pera sa mga provinces. Eh, di dumami yung magnanakaw. Dami lang yung maman.
Giling ko talaga parang pag na tayong apat dito, pero sure.
Especially na ang daming political dynasties.
Speaking of political dynasty, oh my God.
We'll not talk about that.
Lantaran sa news.
That's gonna be yung other podcast.
Sinasabi na announce. Lantaran nyo sa news na pinapakita o sa family ganito asawa si Lucy Torres at saka si Richard nagpalitan lang, nag-swap lang, di ba? So the mayor is now Lucy Torres and now the congressman is Richard,
his her husband.
Nagpalitan lang sila, ano pa to?
Well, ikaw Charlotte, what's on your mind? Wala ka nakikita.
Siguro if you're going to ask me like days before, like a day after the election, until mga siguro, laki natin time lang, i-charge ako lang. Yung mga siguro until like recently ganyan. I'm telling you, I don't see anything. Like, I don't see anything that time. Siguro because I'm blinded by the emotions. But right now, I really love the fact that Angat Buhay is going to be like an NGO. It gives me hope. So, because a lot of people experience the hope that that happened and the feeling of being, I feel like kasi nabuhay yung pagiging makabayan mo at pagmamahal mo sa Pilipinas and claiming that, oh my God, I deserve a good governance. This country is this. We're joking. Like, ako, I don't have a passport, pero talagang, oh my God, kinaray ko pag-aayos ng passport ko and all. Aside from gagala kami. Pero like, kasi gusto kong umalis. And one of my friends, she said na parang, if you're Charlotte, for example, if you're going to other country, who mababawasan yung mga tao na who will hold the government accountable? Parang ganon. Mababawasan yung mga tao na mas magmamahal sa Pilipinas. Yun yung pinapoint out niya sa akin. Kasi nagising na eh. Ngayon, yung inaalagaan natin is baby pa. So, for me, oh my God, pag umalis ako, it's gonna be like a less person na parang magmamahal and mag-willingness na mag-give sa Philippines. So, that's one of the things. I feel like din pagiging makabayan is nabuhay talaga. Kasi the more you press something, the more na aangat siya, I believe. Then another thing is yung sa NGO nga, I love it kasi hindi to pilitan. Kasi I'm part of other NGOs. Sometimes na parang, oh, gusto ko lang tumulong kasi gusto ko. Pero not everyone have the same fire na member ng NGO. But right now, what's happening is we have not the same fire, but we all have, like, a lot of people have fire na gustong palingasin because they all believe na mas kailangan siya ngayon because of the thing na nahalal. And at the same time, I have friends. I told them, though, you friends at BBM, you guys voted for him. I'm not crucifying you, but I hope you hold your president accountable and your vote. You have to own it. Kasi we always talk about na yung iboboto mo is a reflection of who you are, your principle, what you believe in. Kasi you believe it. So I told them that I'm holding my friends accountable for their votes. Parang ganon. So it's gonna be like maraming manunood, maraming magiging watcher. Parang ganon. Yeah. That's the thing that I'm seeing. Silver lining, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, we've said a lot. I mean, I'm sure talagang andun na tayo. Darating din tayo sa point na alam mo kasi minarinig ko na podcast, sabi niya, kahit sino man ang manalo, matutuloy pa rin yung buhay mo eh. Yun pa rin ang trabaho mo, yun pa rin ang kakainin mo, yun pa rin yung tao makakasalumuha mo and all. Life is not going to, kumbaga parang yung buhay mo patuloy pa din. May mga tao siguro na mas maapektuhan kesa sa ano. Kung tutuusin nga, di ba, parang, pero, totoo naman yun, pero, yung kay BBM kasi parang, hindi ko alam kung saan ako pupunta eh. Hindi natin pare-pareho alam kung saan tayo pupunta. But having said that, eto na, nandito na tayo. Wala na tayong mga gawa. The presidency is nasa kanya na. So anyway, we'll just wish that things will be okay for all of us within the next 6 years. Nilaloko ko kasi Mark.
Sorry, Tony, pero that's a statement na you know for a fact na inevitable. Hindi mangyayari yon. Kasi, you know, historically, the thing is, actually, ito rin yung reason kung bakit sabi ko, okay din pala na hindi nanalo si Lenny. Kasi sa totoo lang, sabi ko nga, nung nagkaroon ng pandemic, sabi ko, tsaka Duterte administration, sabi ko, good luck sa next president. Kasi lahat ng wrong decisions of the current administration, lahat ng ginawang kabalastugan ng current administration, hindi mo na makikita sa current administration eh. It's gonna show up in the next administration. Kaya kung maraming mga pangit na ginawa or ang daming, lalo na kayo, ang daming inutang ng Pilipinas, lahat yan magpo-fall, magbabackslash yan lagi sa next administration. Kay Bongbo. Malos niya, sorry. So it's really, I mean, we are gonna be in deep shit. Sorry for the term. Pero we expect the worst. Kasi ang laki ng inutang natin. Yung effect ng pandemic, hindi pa natin nararamdaman yan. Mararamdaman pa lang natin in the next 2 to 3 years. So talaga, it's gonna get worse. Expect that.
Well, Shah, you're raising your hand. You wanted to say something.
With Mark. Doon sa sinabi niya, na parang, I feel like, okay lang na hindi mas okay lang, pero hindi nanalo. Kasi I have a later reflection din na si VP is because right now, Philippines, I mean, parang deserve niya na mag-rest and mag-focus na lang sa ganito. Parang, she's been through a lot sa current administration. And I feel like, yeah, sa ginagawa ngayon ng Pilipinas, it's questionable. I believe there are people who deserve a good governance, but may mga tao hindi pa natututo and the best teacher is experience. I mean, I hope it happened, ha? Pero it's like, you know, wala lang.
Madaming pwedeng mangyari. Kaya,
yeah.
Well,
let's pray for the best, expect the worst, parang ganun.
Exactly.
Correct.
Anyway, to wrap this up, anything you wanted to say, like message or whatever, just throw it and Abby, you want to say something?
Saan sa Pilipinas?
Sa Pilipinas, nakakamping sa any whatever.
Actually, I hope the spirit of volunteerism stays. I hope it does. Plus, my hope for the Philippines really is sana mama-fight talaga yung disinformation in the next few years. Kasi, my gosh, ang dami na nating na-convert in 7 months. What more in the next 6 years? So, parang yun yung hope ko. Hopefully talaga. Na parang sana makabangon tayo in the next what in the next years talaga. And yun. Yun talaga yung... I'm still hopeful for the Philippines. Yun talaga. Being somebody who's really positive talaga. So, parang umaasa pa din ako na ano pa. Pero, yun nga, sabi nga nila Mark and Cha, parang expect for, hope for the best, but really expect for the worst. And I'm already, nandun na ako sa partner na hindi na ako magugulat sa mga susunod na mangyayari. Pero hopeful pa din ako na sana nagkamali tayo, parang ganun. So, yeah, good luck Pilipinas.
Cha, anything you want to say something?
Stay safe. Stay alive. I'm going to like pray for the volunteers, but for the Filipinos, I'm not gonna say it is what it is. Their ways. Sa mga supporter ni VP, you guys keep the fire burning, pass it on, as what Abby said. We can, ang dami nga na convert, so what more for the next years? For the supporters of other candidates, be open to discussion, healthy discussion rather, and let's practice critical thinking at the same time, educating ourselves. Kasi it's very, not educating in a manner na kailangan mag-depend lang sa mga storybook, but reading and fact-checking and at the same time, practicing being politically aware. Because even though you're in a good position right now, financially and all and stuff, we don't know what will happen.
Mark?
Well, two things lang.
Apart from ipapakita mo na ba yan bago tayo matapos?
Ayaw eh. Ayaw kumakain doon. Ayaw eh.
Ay, ganun so, mo yung na hindi niya nakikita. Dali yung camera.
So two things. For the BBM supporters, you fought for unity. There's only one thing na paulit-ulit sinasabi ni BBM is that they hope for a united Philippines. So so you fought for unity. You want the unity. Sana ipakita nyo na lang, di ba? Sana you ang tawag dito, make an effort na tumulong sa government para makakamit natin yung United Philippines. And for the Lenny supporters, us, let's continue the fire burning. Nagising yung mayroong diwa na nagising sa loob natin. Tama ba yung term ko? And let's keep a watchful eye all the time. Kasi of course, what happened now is that the unity itself is also a disadvantage because there's no more opposition. Democracy is no longer working. And for democracy to work, there has to be an opposition. There has to be somebody na mag-oppose dun sa mga dinideside ng isang side, di ba? So we become the opposition. Let's continue in the fire burning. Keep an open mind. Keep a watchful eye all the time. Yun. Kasi that's the only way na ma-maintain natin yung balance sa Philippines.
Yep, that's true. Very well said. I like what you said about the BBM supporters. Na sana nga yung unity mag-start sa kanila. I can let them gloat for now, pero sana nga eventually, you know, they find themselves to start that unity na sinasabi na laging kinakalala.
Babato ko sa kanila yan. O, kala ba United? United, di ba? Baboy, naaway.
So your face. Yeah. It's like, we're Filipino. Are you kidding me?
Well, ako, as always, sana, andito na tayo eh. We can always engage to be watchful, ask people an accountability, and wag tayo basta-basta papayag mag-accept ng mga bagay-bagay na alam natin eh hindi base sa rule of law and all. And I'm sure katulad nyo, pareho tayo ng sinasabi na umabot na tayo dito yung passion natin. There was this fire that is burning inside our heart. And sana patuloy lang tayong sumuporta sa causes ng mga ng to have a good governance eventually in the Philippines and fight for the truth always. Maraming disinformation sa nangyayari and may mga rules to ano eh para ma-fight yung mga fake news na yan and all. If you can indulge me, yung adulting podcast na pinapanood na pinapakinggan ko yung It's an Adult Thing. If you can listen to that podcast, so you can learn about how to spot fake news. Kasi very very important yan. Kasi the entire time that Duterte and up until now, the disinformation is sobra. Na lahat na lang ng tao na biktima sa disinformation. So isa yun sa mga fear na kinakatakutan ko na mabubuhay lahat ng tao sa disinformation. And to fight that, let's learn how to discern what is disinformation, what is fake news all about. And lalagay ko siya sa episode note ko, yung podcast na yon. And may test how to spot fake news. Nag-take ako ng test na yon. I failed 2 questions. So yun, sana matutunan natin yun para dali natin siya for the entire 6 years para so we can fight with good resibo all the time. Ayun, anyway, thank you Charlotte, thank you Abby, and thanks Mark for joining me today. And yeah, good luck sa inyo.
Thank you so much.
Kita-kita sa July, I'm going home sa July.
Yay!
Thank you, and Mark, please say hello to your mom and dad and to your sister. Bye, Abby. Bye, bye Charlotte. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love it. I love talking.
Thank you.
During VP Lenny's Thanksgiving Mass in Naga, Archbishop Rolando Tiron said, "Let us not have any regrets. We are being tested. We are being given more strength to say that the fight does not end here. In this fight, our weapon is our faith in the Lord." And VP Lenny also said that we should accept the election results, but we must also use our grief to fuel our fight for the change we want to see in the country. We may have lost this election, but we won in the fight for the truth and for honest and good governance. We will continue to involve ourselves. We will keep watching and ask for accountability. On a personal note, to all my Kakamping's family and friends, thank you for allowing me to dream with you all. God bless until our next fight. This is Tony reminding each and every one of you that we are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. Till next time, everybody, and God bless. Bye.